spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means I'm joined by Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. How are you, Rob?
Doing great, brother. Wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Yes. Today. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And a question, if I may.
Well, wait. I gotta say something first.
Go ahead.
Yesterday I was in the gym, training, and I was talking to a guy, and I mentioned that today is my birthday. Actually, yeah. I was hustling, a bar jack. I was talking to the owner of the gym, and his assistant. And I said, you know, tomorrow's my birthday. You know what I'd love for as a birthday present? A bar jack so that when I deadlift, I don't have to lift the end of the bar to load the plates on or use a 25-pound plate to roll it onto. It'd be nice to get, you know, a bar jack. And yeah. So they were like, oh, we'll look into it. So how old are you? How old are you going to be tomorrow? And I said, don't ask me my age. I said, pounds, kilos, reps, and sets. Those are the numbers that define me. And I walked away and I thought to myself, did I really just say that? That was so cool. So anyway, that's my new quote when people ask me my age. Pounds, kilos, reps, and sets. Those are the numbers that define me. So there you go.
Or your training age, how many years you've been training.
Yeah, it's not as long as most of you, to be honest with you. Because don't forget, I was part of the mainstream get fat, die young, leave a really, really big corpse group for a lot of years. Yeah. Until 1999, 2000, when I started training to save my own life, really, more than anything else.
And it has all led to this.
Yeah, go figure that out.
So let me ask you this. Is this birthday, now that you're, let's say, much more well-known around the world, is it any different than the previous birthday?
Well, absolutely. First of all, the outpouring on Facebook is really touching. I got to tell you something. So many people are wishing me happy birthday. And it's overwhelming. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I keep watching them pop up, and it's so many people have such nice things to say, you don't realize the family that you build. You know, after doing the show for so long, the body of work. You know, there's so many people that are involved in the fabric of the superhuman nation. That's wonderful. But the other thing is that I have reached a slight level of celebrity, and I've been getting some messages from people. Unsolicited. I'm not out there on the make looking to date. I'm very much in love with Elisa. Everybody knows that. But every now and then I get somebody who reaches out to me.
Make love. Don't fight. Let's hook tonight.
There he is again. Pitbull. I gotta be honest with you, man. You know, I appreciate it, but I'm taken, man. You gotta stop sending me these little voice messages. So,
they're coming out of the woodwork for you.
So there you go. So there you go. So anyway,
happy birthday.
It is. It's a good birthday. I'm really enjoying it already. I got to tell you something. It's been really, I didn't go to the gym today. Today is my off day anyway, because I'm doing a 1-on-3-off right now. And I was going to try and do some cardio this morning, but I thought, you know, I'm just going to take off. And that's a good thing, because I came into the studio and got a lot of work done. So there you go. How about you? How's your training going?
It continues to blow my mind. I'm up to one-arm push-ups with a 35 dumbbell held behind my back, which is a 5-pound increase. Did 5 reps, and that was Saturday. So those continue to go well, and I continue to make slow and steady progress on the rest of my convict conditioning moves.
Which we're going to be talking more about. There seems to be a great renewed interest, thanks to Rob Regish, to convict conditioning. How long ago was that book published?
I want to say it was around 99, 2000.
And it's virtually undiscovered until you started talking about it again.
Well, it's weird, right? Because I write my own book. I wrote my own book. But I have to give credit where credit is due. You know, if you're looking for an alternative to traditional weight training, which I was kind of put in that position because of an injury, it is quite honestly, I would say, one of the best, if not the best, strength training book I've read in 30 years.
Yeah, that's saying a lot, because you read everything. So.
Everything I can get my hands on.
Yeah. Anyway, so. Okay. Let's do what's important to the audience, and that's start reading questions here. The first one comes from Kyoshi Early. He says, thanks for your help with the exertion headaches. Oh, yeah, he was the guy who was squatting and getting headaches, right?
Yeah.
I'm now preparing for the famine phase of the blueprint. What is your take on pregnenolone in transdermal DHEA? Is it necessary? I got an opinion on this. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll be interested to hear it. But, you know, both pregnenolone and transdermal DHEA, in my opinion, hold great value. But much depends upon your current hormonal status. And the issue being this.
Bingo.
Most people, right, most people only have so much disposable income. And even though there's a home diagnostic test out there that only runs around $50, to test for these values, most consumers opt instead to spend that money on supplements.
I know.
And it's kind of crazy because if you think about it, you know, you're dumping a whole bunch of DHEA or pregnenolone or whatever on top of already high values. Not only, you know, is it not necessary, but your money could be spent in other places and put to better use. Now, having said that, there are some rough guidelines you can use if you're trying to determine this without lab values. If you're past the age of 28, it's a safe bet that the first big dip in testosterone has already occurred. For that matter, GH production as well. The signs are going to be much slower recovery, less energy, and the need for more sleep. And I can still vividly recall this. At age 26, it was like hitting a wall, a brick wall. I was no longer able to train hard and heavy 4 days a week. It was much more like 2 days a week or three if I was lucky. So upon looking into it further, it turns out that that drop that I'm talking about around age 30 is the single biggest dip in test and GH during a man's lifetime. And thereafter, it is a slow and gradual descent until such time as you need to take corrective measures.
Right.
And that is where transdermal, I would say pregnenolone and DHEA come into play. They're both an excellent starting point. The DHEA in particular conveys a higher test level via the enzymes in the skin preferentially converted to test. The safety profile is outstanding. There is one caveat. You don't want to start transpregnenolone, DHEA, or any other type of quote-unquote performance supplement during the famine phase of the blueprint. The real performance enhancers, whatever it is that you're using, we reserve for the feast phase, wherein we slingshot the body into new levels of size and strength. And it's a plateau breaker like no other. I mean, you've heard the people come on the show before and talk about it. You know, greatest gains of their life. So I would stay away from those two products during famine. I would ideally test for them to make sure that you actually need them. But if you do, then have at it and use it during feast. So I'm pretty confident that if you are deficient, you're going to notice a rather profound difference, not only in the weight room, but in mood as well.
You know, but I'm a huge proponent in what you just said. These are two hormones, and they work. They have a purpose, and they work at their purpose. And supplementing without knowing what your existing levels are is, you know, when you go to the grocery store, right?
Right.
And you walk down the aisle and you go, I'm going to go ahead and get some tomatoes. You always think to yourself, do I need tomatoes? Do I have tomatoes at home that I haven't eaten already? Do I want to buy more tomatoes while those rot and I throw them away? No, that's a waste of money, right?
Right.
Okay, so you can just jog your memory and make a decision of whether or not it's appropriate to buy tomatoes, because you're not going to buy tomatoes every single day, day in and day out, if you're not eating them at that rate, because you're just going to be throwing them away. And buying supplements that work, like hormones, without knowing whether or not you need them is the same thing of like buying tomatoes every single day and just throwing them away. It's not going to happen. And as a result, you have to get blood test done. And it's not expensive. These, you know, if you go ahead and get a blood test done for, you know, $39, $49, $59, $69 and you get it done at the famine phase, and you automatically know that when you are in the famine phase, this is what happens to your hormones, and it's predictable that's going to happen every time you go into use the famine phase. So you do it once, and then you know, whether or not you should be supplementing with these things or not.
Yeah, and it gives a much more accurate picture of what not only what goes on inside your body, but also the efficacy of a product. So, you know, just picture the guy that already has high testosterone levels. He runs trans DHEA and says it didn't do a damn thing for me. That product's junk. That's not necessarily true, especially for the guy that's deficient.
Well, and we don't know if you have high testosterone levels already and you take more DHEA. Don't forget, DHEA aromatizes. It's considered an androgen. So you don't know if you're going to backload more testosterone or you're just going to increase estrogen production.
A lot of people did when Andro came out.
Yeah. So we found that out pretty fast when guys were taking 400 and 500 milligrams of DHEA because it was touted as turning into testosterone, and they instead had the urge to breastfeed their babies. You know,
hard way to learn.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, taking these things willy nilly without knowing what you need to do is really a dangerous idea. So let's do this. On that note, Rob, how about we take a break?
Okay.
And when we come back, we've got lots more questions. When we come back, Dan Rollins has a question that we're going to get to. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. You can get this information delivered right to your inbox all the time by subscribing to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad to get your free first, what should I call it? Subscription issue. First issue. I apologize. First issue. Check it out. It's free. Hey, you love free. Go do that. We'll be right back. You're up with drugs and booze, maybe you'll make the evening news.
And when you're tripping over your dreams, they'll Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stop putting toxic toothpaste in yours and your children's mouths. I command you. Switch to Aura MD. I did. Made from botanical oils and nothing toxic, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad to learn more and get a buy one, get one free offer not available anywhere else, period. Only here at superhumanradio.com. Okay. The next question comes from Dan Rollins. Step two of the convict conditioning bridge exercises gives me Charlie horses in my calves. I'm frustrated because I don't like horses. I'm afraid of them. No, I'm frustrated because it's the only move I cannot get past two reps before I have to stop. I'm well hydrated, so that's not the issue. Any tips would help. If time permits, handstands with or without handles, which is better?
Yeah, well, for those unfamiliar, convict conditioning consists of six exercises to master, and the stand-to-stand bridge being one of them. Briefly, you bend backwards until you touch the floor with your hands and bridge yourself back up into the full standing position. There are 10 steps leading up to each master step, and in this case, Dan's referencing step two, or straight bridges. For many folks practicing convict conditioning, this seemingly simple exercise presents problems. And in my case, I wrenched my elbow really bad on this step due to, not warming up sufficiently. But Dan's problem is a little different. He's saying his calves are cramping up and it's causing him to terminate the set early. This isn't so much a problem as it is an opportunity to study the nuances of the movement and to really dig deep into what you're doing and become a student of the system you're practicing. It's called troubleshooting, and it's an important skill, right? Not just in training, but in life. There are always going to be obstacles like this, so plan B is essential. And in this case, Dan, what I would recommend is you go back one step to revisit the progression standard for short bridges. And if you look, because there are pictures that come along to illustrate the exercise, you will note how the feet are flat on the ground in that step. And while you're performing it, you can observe how much work your calves perform during the exercise. Now, when you resume the beginner standard of step two, or straight bridges, notice how the heels only make contact with the ground. The feet are not flat on the floor as in the previous step. The practical effect is that straight bridges bring more of your leg muscles into play. Now, stretching your calves, out beforehand, especially for you, Dan, is imperative, both the front and the back of the calf. I like to use flex bands to do that, to just gradually increase the range of motion and stretch it. But the foot position in particular are one of those slight nuances that I just spoke to, that people sometimes miss because they'll carry over their foot position from one step to the next, and it's not necessarily the same. You need to, as I have many times using this, check your ego at the door and really study the movement that you're about to execute. So the foot position is the first thing I would look at. It's critical. Second, with respect to headstands, with or without handles, I favor practicing these without handles. The reason has nothing to do, or reason has everything to do, with strength versus range of motion and balance. The old-time strongmen who practiced advanced calisthenics always put strength first, then brought up their balance in the movement. And once those two qualities were cemented, they carefully increased the range of motion as you can with handles, making the exercise more difficult. Here's the bottom line. What Dan's referring to is exactly what I mentioned last week about body weight training. It requires incredible patience. Now, if that frustrates you, and it will, always remember the following, the law of 10,000 hours. And that law states that in order to become a master in your chosen field, it requires practicing your craft around 10,000 hours. So for most, that's a decade or more, given they're putting 20 hours a week into it. See it for what it is, though, a worthwhile goal. Most trainees don't even have one. They just mindlessly clock up gym hours. And they're going to, you know, in 10 years from now, they're going to be doing the same old, same old. On the other hand, I bet my bottom dollar that in 10 years, Dan will have mastered the stand-to-stand bridge, which is an incredible feat of strength, balance, and flexibility.
Interestingly, Alex Leaf sent me a message on Facebook talking about convict conditioning, that he integrates it into all his workouts. But he also says, speaking to what you just said, it's also a really good way to help clients during personal training prepare their bodies for external loads. I mean, imagine when you have that kind of control over your body, what you can do with weights becomes even greater.
So. Yeah, you know, I think he makes an excellent point in the book. If you can't move your own body weight around, you have no business, you know, trying to demonstrate it on external objects like barbells and dumbbells.
Okay. So. Next question comes from Jason Leloux. Just listened to last week's BPPH, finally. Great one. So you covered roids and calisthenics. What about roids with calisthenics? A waste or a possible win? Just thought of part B to that. Do steroids have the same beneficial effects to ligaments and tendons as they do to muscles? If not, what should one do to make sure the fast-building beef doesn't just pull you apart? And this is really a good question, too.
This was my favorite question that I got this week because I've been meaning to bring it up. Jason, thank you for jogging my memory. It is, in fact, very insightful. When you practice hardcore calisthenics or bodyweight training, a unique paradox arises, that being the heavier you get, the more difficult it becomes to make progress.
Kind of like the phenomenon of Milo and the bull, and the baby bull.
Yeah, yeah. And now further, you also need that mass, hopefully it's going to be muscle, to be functional with strength and flexibility in the underlying tendons, ligaments, and especially joints. Now, given androgens rapidly pump up muscle size, but do not to the same degree strengthen joints, tendons, and ligaments, adding androgens, in most cases, is usually going to work against you. Strange, but true. Now on the plus side, you'll probably recover faster if you're using them, but I have a sneaking suspicion that'll be outweighed by the quick gains in body weight. Now granted, you could argue a light cycle of Anavar or Primo may help, but certainly staples like A-bombs, D-ball, and test would be out, as those make you hold a lot of water. And you'll even notice this, as I did, with creatine monohydrate. A quick weight gain, just 5 pounds, changes your body leverages and makes certain movements like handstand push-ups and one-arm pull-ups, where, you know, 100% of your body weight is being lifted, infinitely more difficult.
Is that because the weight gain does not translate to strength gain? I mean, it does translate to the ability to do a rep or two more, but it does not translate necessarily to the ability to handle a greater load.
It's probably a mix of a number of factors. What I can tell you for certain is any quick gain in weight, whether that's from androgens, creatine, or even salt, it is going to change your body leverages and make these exercises all the more difficult. So, final word. It would seem to me that the purity of hardcore calisthenics excludes the use of androgens. I don't see them helping much. Quite possibly, I can see them hurting your ability to make progress. Looked at another way, it's as if the further away from Mother Nature we get, the more problematic things become, right? Once the adjustable barbell machines and drugs came into the picture, things became much more problematic and confusing. Now, that shouldn't come as a surprise, right? Any field suffers when it's commercialized. Madison Avenue is constantly trying to convince us that we need the latest exercise gadget, gizmo, or supplement to make progress. Yet, when you strip all of that away, what you are left with is something very pure and unadulterated. You versus gravity. The less you adulterate that equation, the better off you will be. And I found this an incredibly interesting food for thought this week. It's a great question, Jason. It really is.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll stay on track here. We've got lots of good questions still to cover. When we come back, the next one is going to be, wait a minute. I must have my pages mixed up here.
Derek Richard.
Who?
Derek Richard.
Yeah. I've got my pages mixed up. I'm sorry. There you go. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. Hey, look, I'm old. I'm allowed to make mistakes now. Dr. Chrysler sent me a birthday wishes, and he said, may the old double nickels work as well for you as it does for me. Remember, the bar is lower now, so it's easier to trip over.
Hey, old is the new young.
There you go. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour. Jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking his table while he's operating.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
The only place that you can still get a free month trial of the AgeForce Fat Burner patch is here at superhumanradio.com. Go to superhumanradio.com, look for the small AgeForce banner ad, click it, and you can get a free month trial of the best weight loss, fat loss product on the market. More and more people are using it with great success. In fact, we've got a guy who's a personal trainer who used it, and he's crazy about it. And he's tried all sorts of supplements. What are you waiting for? Try it. It's free. You get, look, I know a lot of people, Rob, they don't want to do it because you got to sign up for the auto ship. And they think, oh, that's what they're going to do. They're going to start shipping me stuff. No, you got 30 days to try it. You have plenty of time to cancel. If it doesn't work within the first couple of weeks, you'll know.
Now, I've heard some fantastic things about their, you know, response time on that auto ship. If somebody doesn't like it, it's one quick phone call or email, and it stops.
And it stops right there and then. There's nobody. I've got no emails from anybody saying, Carl, I can't get off this merry-go-round. They're taking advantage of me. But I have a lot of people who say it works.
Yeah, and I think the nice thing about their business model in particular is they don't advocate staying on their patches year-round.
No.
All day, every day. You know, if you use it to accomplish your goal, you know, there's no reason to keep mummifying yourself with H-Force.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, okay, so the next one comes from Derek Richard. He says, I often hear you talk about running bodyweight exercise routines with great success. I was curious if you could outline a 4 to 5 day intermediate advanced bodyweight split for strength, and he has parenthetically reps and sets, that I can run for deload weeks or when I can't access a gym. I'm currently running Blueprint 3.0 with bodyweight exercises and sled work on off days and have had outstanding results in doing so. Many thanks to you and Carl Lenore for the time you take and to showcase the very best information in physical culture on a weekly basis. That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm grateful, Derek, that you're doing really well with 3.0. And you'll note he's running it here with bodyweight exercises and sled work on his off days. So he's got a lot on his table. I'm guessing he's pretty young to be training that hard that often.
Yeah.
God bless you. But 4 to 5 days a week of traditional bodyweight training may be difficult to pull off given the advanced movements take as much, if not more, out of you than the weights. And in particular, I'm talking about the unilateral stuff, you know, one-arm push-ups, one single-legged squats, etc. However, an excellent solution for this deload is the what's otherwise known as the 100 rep method, meaning each day is focused on one or two exercises. And now remember, this is a deload and not a loading phase. The goal for the day then is to perform 100 total reps in the exercise within a 30-minute time period. Now, on some exercises like bodyweight squats, that's quite doable, and you'll finish early. Others, though, you're going to struggle to perform all 100 reps in 30 minutes. No matter where you are, though, at the 30-minute mark, you should stop the workout. So let's look at a practical example that I sketched out. This is training 4 days a week, covers the entire body, and it's all body weight. Monday, you would perform body weight squats and hanging knee raises. The goal here should be to perform 100 squats in 5 minutes. Now, for the uninitiated, don't knock it till you try it. It's absolutely brutal first time out of the gate, and it's one hell of an exercise. You're going to want to perform these first, as it's important not to pre-fatigue the abs prior to any compound movement, especially squats, even if they are bodyweight squats. Once you recover from those, and they take a hell of a lot out of you, 100 reps of hanging knee raises to your chest rounds out the workout. Here, you simply want to hang from a chin-up bar, and with no swaying, bring the knees to the chest, lower, and repeat. I do not like seeing people performing this exercise on the dip station, where the back is flat against a pad. Hanging from a chin-up bar will not only improve your grip, but engage your core much better. The ideal, then, is to accomplish both of these in 30 minutes. It's easier said than done. Tuesday, push-ups and pull-ups, 100 reps of each, supersetted. Brooks Kubik makes an excellent point in Dinosaur Bodyweight Training about how these two exercises should always be paired together, and he's right. Not only will you be stronger and lift more weight per unit of time by doing so, you'll ensure shoulder health by matching set for set and rep for rep, a pull for every push. And that's important given the propensity of many to overdo it on the bench and the chest movements, and consequently their back suffers because they're not doing a row or a pull for every push. In virtually all of these cases, I like to shoot for 10 reps of each early, resting about 2 minutes between supersets. You won't necessarily be able to keep that pace up, but you should strive to. Wednesday is off, and believe me, you're probably going to need it. Thursday consists of only single-legged rope squats, 100 of them. Now, it sounds simple, but it's brutal. They're best performed standing under a chin-up bar or even inside of a Smith machine. What you want to do is bring a rope or belt with you to the gym, even just a common belt that holds up your pants. Loop it over the top of the chin-up bar or the support. Now, standing on your left leg, hold the rope with your left arm and perform a one-legged squat to the floor. Once you reach your limit, switch sides and repeat. Again, rest 2 minutes before performing it again. A true one-legged squat isn't within reach of most trainees. The strength, flexibility, and balance required just isn't there yet. A rope or belt to pull on, I find to be just a brilliant solution, as it affords you just enough help and balance while you're pulling on it, right, to help teach the exercise and help you out of the bottom, which is where most people get stuck. There's no ab work on this day, given your core is heavily engaged during Monday and Tuesday session. So trust me on this. After completing 100 reps of those one-legged squats, you know, the number of trainees with the energy to perform ab work is few and far between. In fact, one-legged squats very closely mirror their weighted cousins in that respect. Your abs get a hell of a workout, too. Friday is going to be off, and Saturday consists of partial handstand push-ups supersetted with angled bridges. The partial handstand push-up is a fantastic exercise, works the entire upper body. 100 reps of the full range movement is tall order for anyone, so shortening the movement a bit is in order. And for that, I favor stacking 3 or 4 45-pound plates on top of each other right against the wall, and then cover that with a mat. Obviously, it depends on how tall you are and arm length, etc. But what you want to do is kick up onto the wall and perform as many reps as possible, allowing the head to gently touch the plates every rep. Once your strength gives out, perform your angled bridges. The angled bridge is performed on a bench where you lay crosswise with your hands by your ears, right, pointing downwards. The feet are flat on the floor out in front of the body. What you want to do is simply press upward until your head comes off the bench and you can see the wall behind you.
Again, it's a shortened version of the full bridge, but conveys many of the same benefits. Most notably, it develops flexibility in the wrists and hands and opens up the shoulders and chest. You should feel a tremendous stretch through the entire front of your body, an area that is notoriously tight in most male trainees. You want to do as many reps of each as you can get, supersetting the movement, and again, resting 2 minutes between each superset. Sunday, again, is off, and then you would repeat the following week. So what I've done here is I've crafted a body weight split performed over 4 days. Like all of these recommendations, it sounds easy until you try it. Wherever you're at the end of those 30 minutes, stop exercising and record how many reps you got in each exercise. If it's less than 100, that's okay, because you now have something to strive for next workout. So a 1 to 2 week body weight deload like this is ideal and should see you revitalized both mentally and physically when returning to the weights. You ever tried the 100 rep method?
No, I have not. It's the first time I've actually heard about it. I mean, I have done things for 100 reps because I learned that from Porter Cottrell, actually. You know, you lighten up on a load, do 20 reps at a time for 5 sets and hit 100 reps. And there's supposed to be some magic in that. And apparently there is. So,
well, I can tell you it works exceptionally well on a deload, which is why I recommend it. So
I was a little distracted. I have to tell you why. So I just got my blood work back, extensive blood work that Dr. Matt Andrey ran for me this past week. I take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, and I also take a tablespoon of cod liver oil, which contains some amount of vitamin D. And my 25-hydroxy D levels were only 59. Now, granted, a lot of people go, 59, that's good. No, you're right. 40 and above is good, but I really want to be closer to 70 or 80. So I just upped it to 1,500 IUs of vitamin D. And this is why it's so important, right? I could have taken 10,000 IUs of vitamin D and thought I was in the higher level, and I'm not. And this is why it's so important to have blood work done. Because now I have something to shoot at now.
Right. Even worse, you're not aware that you were very deficient in vitamin D.
Right. Right.
You know, without those labs, it's not something you can feel.
I can't say enough for blood work. It is so critical for those of us who want excellent. I'll tell you something else I'm low in. I'm on the low side of serum calcium, and I'm not supplementing with calcium. So guess what? I'm going to start supplementing with calcium.
There you go.
So there you go. All right, so look, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up some more with the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. During the commercial break, go get your blood checked. How about that one? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for
non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1930 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. I'm joined by Rob Regish as we answer listeners' questions. Well, actually, Rob answers them. I just agree with him. That's all. I'm Rob's Ed McMahon. That's what I am. Rob, you suffered through a birthday recently, also, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
When was your birthday?
It was back in May.
May
what? Facebook
birthday. May what?
Facebook 30th.
Okay, May 30th. Let people know so next year they can mark it down. Interestingly enough, looking at my blood work, I also had serum levels of vitamin A tested because you know how important I think vitamin A is for
right.
stem cell differentiation, for the body to repair itself. Mine are 48. The reference range is 18 to 77. I take 16,000 IUs of vitamin A a D in supplement form plus whatever's in my cod liver oil, and I'm only hitting a 48. So I could probably up that dose a little bit as well to get into the higher range. Here's something else that's interesting. The reference range for serum testosterone is 348 to 1197, and apparently I'm above 1500. I'm unreadable. I wonder how that happened. Anyway, and then free testosterone, which is a reference range of 7.2 to 24, apparently I'm above 52, also unreadable. What do you think that means, Rob? Do you think it was just an error in the test? Yeah,
it happens all the time.
Okay.
But let's just hold that thought
please.
For a second. In the 10 or so minutes that you have had those blood results in your hands, you've already dialed in 2, 3, 4 different things that you can address that were not optimal. Right? The vitamin D, the
Absolutely.
Vitamin A. Okay.
Absolutely.
And without that, you are at the mercy of XYZ supplement store when you walk in or you browse the web. And, you know, in your case, you had unreadable, super high.
It must be that tribulus that I'm taking.
The trip. But my point being, send me some of that, right? My point being, you don't need a transdermal DHEA to get your testosterone.
Well, actually, but I do need DHEA. I'm on the low side of DHEA sulfate. I'm at 108.9 picograms a deciliter, and the range is 44 to 331. I'd like to be higher. I'd like to be in the 200 to 200 range. So I am going to start supplementing with DHEA.
There we go. We have just, in that small amount of time, you are going to be able to tweak your diet or supplement regimen or both to become optimal.
Well, let me tell you something else that I'm a big proponent of, right? So we all check blood sugar and A1C, but they are useless if you don't look at insulin too, right? And I've said this before. It's like you have a brake and a gas pedal. How efficiently your car is running. You can't tell it just by looking at the speedometer. If you've got your foot on the gas pedal to the floor in order to do 20 miles an hour because you also have your foot on the brake at the same time, that's not an efficient use of your automotive power. However, if you're barely touching your gas pedal because the brake is off, disengaged, and the wheels are free to spin, and you're doing that same 20 miles an hour, this is a great indication of how good your efficiency of your automobile is. So my fasting blood sugar level was 78. But interestingly enough, that would mean nothing to me if my C-peptide was 4.6 or 4.8, which is very high. It means my body is pumping out gobs and gobs of insulin in order to keep it down there. But my taking into the fact that my C-peptide, serum C-peptide, is 1.7 and the range is 1.1 to 4.4, I'm producing very little insulin, and I'm keeping my blood sugar down there at the same time, because remember, this is fasted.
Right.
So this is a meaningful snapshot that tells me, okay, I'm not hyperinsulinemic, and I have decent blood levels for a guy who just turned double nickels.
Right. So you're in no need of glucose disposal agents.
No. If anything, I got to up my carbs, to tell you the truth, and that's what I've been doing the past couple of weeks. I've fallen in love again with plain old-fashioned rice cakes again.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The glycemic index is off the chart.
Yeah, but you know what? I need something right now. I got to tell you, I got to up my carbs a little bit. Okay, the next question comes from Greg Geldart. Have had great results with Synthogen. Who hasn't? And currently awaiting my next shipment. Where the hell is it? No. Wanted your take on dosing for a 200-pound guy. Training hard and heavy 3 days a week. With some conditioning work on off days, is there any reason to believe it's body weight specific? I think it is. I've seen guys using lesser amounts and still getting great results, so I was curious to ask. Also, wanted to know what you've learned about how long it takes to kick in, etc. It seems like most people feel it works within a week. Any insight you have is much appreciated. Do you think that's a result of the Rapanthicum, how do you pronounce it?
Rapanthicum carotenoid.
I can't imagine the amino acids in it take a while to kick in. I got to believe it's the adaptogen that takes a while. Am I wrong on that?
The honest truth is that even I'm not sure.
God! Wait a minute! A supplement manufacturer honestly saying they're not sure? Wait a minute! What time was this? This was June 11th at 12:53. I gotta record this somewhere. Oh, we are recording it. What am I talking about? Go ahead.
I'm just glad it's working, as well as it is for so many people. And I got a very important and excited phone call last night from John Drake at MuscleMass.com.
Let me guess. It went like this. It's here. It's here. It's finally here.
He did. He took like, 53 caseloads, 4 caseloads, something like that. And he had been sitting on a bunch of pre-orders, and he was out of stock. So, he was excited to get it. And I can confirm that PredatorNutrition.com in the UK also has their big shipment on hand. So, the shortage is over and it's out there for sale. Synthogen itself has been out there for over a year now, and I couldn't be happier with the feedback. It has honestly exceeded even my expectations, which were high, given it was my first product. So having said that, though, here is what we have learned. Dialing in your dose is the hardest part. And for all my worries, though, on that end, most people found it rather quickly. The easiest way to do it is to practice the 5x5x5 method on training days, and 3 caps 3 times a day on off days. So in other words, on training days, this simply refers to taking 5 caps immediately pre-workout, 5 halfway through, and 5 post-workout. Then eat up and eat big, ideally within the next 2 hours. The practical effect is a rather profound improvement in your recovery, with delayed onset muscle soreness being all but obliterated. Thereafter, I'd recommend dialing it back to 4, 4, and 4 until such time as you reach your lowest effective dose. And that just makes sense, right, both physically and financially. On off days, 3 caps prior to your 3 biggest meals does the trick. Synthogen, in that scenario, prior to a meal, is a fantastic nutrient repartitioning agent, meaning it does help to shunt more calories toward muscle and away from fat. It also shines on a cut, in particular, by replenishing cellular energy that you otherwise can't achieve without it, right, in a severe caloric deficit. The feedback on that, Synthogen in general, is all over the board. I would encourage anyone to Google any review of the product or reach out to the people using it. The longest that I have heard it's taken to kick in is around 2 weeks, although that's more the exception versus the rule. For most, it's noticeable from the very first workout, and things really get rolling by the 3-week mark. Now, I do think body weight plays a role in dosing. Given, right, the cellular energy demands of a 120-pound female are drastically different versus a 220-pound male. So, you know, any blanket recommendation is tough to give, and it's just going to take longer to dial in your dose. You know, if you, in other words, if you start low, 3, 3, and 3 versus 5, 5, 5, we know 5, 5, and 5, that protocol is a slam dunk for most, and you're going to find your lowest effective dose quickly. You're much better off, in my opinion, feeling what it can do for you full throttle first and then finding a happy medium. Finally, I have found a few hyper responders to Synthogen.
Really?
And these folks, yeah, they notice drastic results within the first week, and it isn't limited to improvements in recovery. There is a rather profound increase in work capacity, vascularity, and energy. And now,
why is vascularity always the hallmark of a supplement that's working? Assuming that you're not getting overnight lean from using a supplement, wouldn't vascularity be indicative of a greater degree of hemodynamics, a greater degree of blood pressure if you're pumping those veins up more?
You know, I can only speak to blood flow and how important it is in bringing Synthogen's goodies into the muscle cell, which is why we use certain ingredients. And I know what they're talking about because when I take Synthogen prior to a big meal, you know, I get those ropes coming out in my forearms, and I'm not an overly vascular guy. For somebody that's already lean, it's extremely pronounced. So, but yes, they're out there, these hyper responders, and I'm not quite sure what it is. I can speculate that they've either been depleted via under-eating, over-training, or some combination of both. Taking Synthogen in that scenario is like watering a parched lawn. Their performance, appearance, and feelings of well-being perk up almost overnight. So the message here is if you've been burning the candle at both ends recently, please do give it your consideration. You know, the true test for any supplement is, one, repeat business, and two, staying power or time. You know, in 10 years, Synthogen's still going to be here, and likely with few, if any, formula modifications. It's already got a cult-like following, and it grows every day for a reason. It works.
I know the angle to make Synthogen even more popular as a supplement.
Okay, drop it on me.
Well, if you can have some of the users claim that it makes them perform so much better in bed, that they satisfy their wives so much better now that they're using Synthogen, you won't be able to, you think you're having trouble keeping it on the shelves now.
So. There is one facet to it that, and we don't promote this obviously because of the nature of the claim, but you know, hangovers, it
really
does wonders insofar as getting rid of.
But shame on you if you're training and drinking at the same time. I will spank you. That's not a good
thing. No, it's definitely not.
But anyway, Synthogen has really been a shining star within the supplement industry of those who know about it. It's got a cult-like following, and it's got a grassroots
way of kind of developing new users. But I miss it. I'm out of it. And I can tell the difference. I was, you know, when I was able to train insanely, like a jerk, obviously, but because I was trying to prove that getting older didn't mean anything to me, I was clearly using Synthogen at the time. And now that I'm not using it right now, I can't keep that pace in the gym. I just can't do it. And I don't, say what you want. And, you know, I mean, I use peptides and stuff, and they're not making the difference that Synthogen did. So there's something in there.
In over a year, I've seen feedback from two guys who say it didn't live up to their expectations. You know, they did say the muscles felt fuller, but they didn't feel that, you know, for whatever reason it delivered. And I am voraciously trying to get feedback and understand why. But, you know, having said that, it's to say the reorder rate is high is something north of the 95th percentile.
Yeah.
So.
Well, look, you can't keep the stuff in stock.
I know.
I mean, that's the dream of every supplement company in the world, that they can't keep the stuff in stock, that demand outperforms or exceeds the ability to produce it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just grateful so many people are benefiting. You know, I hear from every day, 15 to, there's a guy in the 90s that uses it. And it just does my heart good to hear from that guy say, hey, man, instead of laying here in bed crippled, I'm able to go to the gym.
I know a guy who's 55 that would use it if he could get his hands on some again.
Send me his name and his address
again. I think you know his name and his address already, young man. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will have more questions. One from Mike Grady. Good question. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Get it in your inbox. Get stronger as soon as it arrives. Your bench press will go up as soon as it arrives in your inbox. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place.
price.
Order today at feelgoodseed.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. And the next question...
Mashup, there.
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't have your mic on yet. Sorry.
You're rocking the mashups there, man.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not picking them. They're just coming out that way. I'm not that smart. Mike Grady says, I was listening to an old SHR episode on the Blueprint Power Hour where you discussed sesame. Yes, who can forget sesame? Curious to know if you use it yourself... and what you've noticed about it. Reading the write-ups, it seems to be something I should be taking, but I don't hear much about it anymore. I know. Why is that? Why don't we hear anything about it anymore?
Well, I'll get into that. But, you know, speaking of great supplements, I wish I could take credit for sesame, but I believe that honor and credit should go to Caleb Stone of the former Avant Labs.
Avant Labs, mindandmuscle.net.
Yeah. You know, and there's still some excellent information out there on their board about sesame, but I did discuss it sometime back, covering its broad range of benefits, and then followed that up with a more in-depth piece for my Blueprint Bulletin subscribers. And more recently, I found a low-cost shopping link in my supplement steals from around the web. Feature that subscribers are privy to. It was an insane buy, okay? 90 soft gels normally retail for $30. I found it for $6.26. That's a savings of almost $24 a bottle, so you can see now how much that feature of the newsletter alone saves you. But to review, sesame is a naturally occurring lignin found in sesame oil. Research shows that it can help maximize fat loss, improve liver and kidney health, and preferentially increase HDLs and decrease LDLs. It not only cripples your body's ability to store body fat, but improves its ability to oxidize those fats once mobilized. And that's an important distinction, given many folks are taking thermogenics these days to no avail and wondering why they're not losing the fat. It's one thing to mobilize body fat, long-chain fatty acids, and get them into the blood. It's quite another to oxidize them for energy. So in the absence of the latter, they're simply redeposited as fat. Sesame has other benefits as well. It conveys incredible health benefits and can be thought of as super fish oil. So why hasn't it caught on? The answer, in my mind, is simple. It suffers from what I call stimulant envy. There's no discernible immediate rush, right, or stimulant effect, and that's what most consumers are looking for. Instead, what you'll notice over time is less fat and more muscle, with better health in the bargain. Where sesame really shines, in my opinion, is when you're bulking, as it has the curious ability to limit the amount of body fat that accumulates, especially around your waistline. It is quite unlike most supplements on the market in that respect, and it is sorely needed. Because had this stuff been around back in the day of the weight gainer wars, we would all have been a lot better off. I am using it again now. I have not had blood work done while using it, but I am going to have it done in the near future, and I'll be able to share those results with listeners. My numbers were, according to my doctor, pristine the last time, so we'll see, you know, what it does. But I can tell you that it absolutely limits fat gain around the waist when you're eating up, and it improves fat loss when you're dieting. It is an overlooked, underappreciated product that is worthy of your consideration. It should have been the next big thing, but wasn't, purely due to most consumers' preference for some sort of a subjective feeling after taking a supplement. Had this stuff come with a tape measure for your waistline, I think it would have registered more with consumers. Their loss is your gain, though, so I'd encourage you to look further into it, Mike. It's one of my staples and will be.
And I remember that it was also something, if I remember correctly, Caleb Stone also talked about the fact that it has a beneficial effect on blood lipids, cholesterol levels, and so on.
Yeah, it preferentially raises HDLs
right.
And lowers LDLs. In fact, you know, I would go so far as to say this. If you're running, you know, pro-hormones or especially methylated androgens, if I was going to pick one protectant to take while I was on cycle, I'd use this stuff. It's that good.
Yeah.
And Life Extension magazine, which I just received a copy of today in the mail, not in this month's issue, but a couple months ago, had an excellent write-up on Sesame. And they just do some fantastic work over there. You know, it's nice to sit down and read a magazine about what you're interested in without some 300-pound roided up guy throwing a front grab.
Did you subscribe as a result of the special offer that we have here at the radio show?
Yeah, I must have.
I want to talk about that for a second because people don't realize what a wonderful opportunity this is. Life Extension Foundation is a sponsor of the show. And I always talk about, you know, patronize the sponsors of the show whenever possible. Okay. Well, they're giving you a free year subscription to one of the best magazines out there about health and longevity. Every month it comes and it's packed with great information. They also give you a free year's membership, which is worth like $100. And that allows you to call them at any time for any reason and ask them questions about any supplement and any health disorder. They have doctors and nurses answering the phone that'll answer your questions, clinicians. And more importantly, you get like, $25 or $35 worth of free product because they give you a gift certificate that you can apply to the purchase of free supplements for free.
Yeah.
All this stuff for free. Just go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to take advantage of it. It's free, all of it. And even Rob Regish is doing it. I mean, my God, people turn to him for advice, and he's reading Life Extensions magazine.
You can never read enough. And they have some fantastic, very well-written stuff. And they, in my opinion, they do an excellent job distilling the science into something that's understandable to the layperson. They really do. It's a great mag.
Before we go into the break, when we come back, we're going to talk about the blueprint tip of the day. I want to talk about my blog post yesterday for a second.
Good.
I want to get your opinion on this. So, I've been watching these commercials for Phil Mickelson doing on Humira because he has psoriatic arthritis, right?
Yeah.
And every time I see these commercials, it actually angers me. And the reason it angers me is this. If Phil Mickelson wasn't using Humira, would he be able to play golf at the level he plays? What do you think?
If he wasn't using it.
If he wasn't, psoriatic arthritis is like rheumatoid arthritis. It's an autoimmune disorder, and Humira makes the pain in his joints go away. So my question to you is, would he be able to perform at the high level of a PGA champion that he is now? If he was not taking Humira, would he still be able to play that well? What do you think?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. Stay with that for a second. Okay. To coin the discussion within the scientific community, thanks to people like Angelina Jolie, you are a slave to your genetics. So are not his genetic, is not his genetic predisposition to have psoriatic arthritis?
Right.
Okay. Now stay with that. Just stay there. Stay there. Just remember these answers.
I know where you're going.
Okay. Now, when two athletes come together, let's say track stars, Usain Bolt and all those other guys he ran against that he beat, would you say that, if no drugs are being used, what these guys are bringing to the field is their genetics honed by hard work, perseverance, and elevated skill levels? Would you say that's true? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so would you say that the difference between Usain Bolt and all the guys that were looking at his ass as he ran across the finish line was that he took his genetics to the greatest level possible?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And we're not debating whether he used drugs. I don't know that. It could come out 5 years from now that he did, but that's not the argument. So what I'm saying is this. The IOC says they want a level playing field. All these organizations that have jurisdiction over professional sports say they want a level playing field. They don't want guys using drugs that enhance performance. And when they talk about the level playing field, they're saying, look, you come with what God gave you, you hone your skills, you become the best you can be, and you can be a champion. So it could be said that one of the differentiating factors between a champion and all those beneath the champion are his genetics. Would you say that's true?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in 2008, a doctor wrote an article about, you know, should pro athletes be able to take SSRIs if they're having mood issues? And, you know, because obviously they started to debate the difference between performance enhancement and normal health reinstatement, if you will. Okay? So they're saying, right, well, some drugs return an athlete to their normal state and other drugs are enhancing their performance. And I say, in many cases, there is no difference between that. And so now we come back to Phil Mickelson, right? So Phil Mickelson's normal state, based on his genetics, is to have psoriatic arthritis. Would you say that's correct?
Yes.
Okay. So would it not be said then in Phil Mickelson's case that taking Humira is a performance-enhancing drug because it's allowing him to exceed the genetic hand that he has been dealt?
Absolutely. If he was taking Nubane, they'd hang him.
Right. And so I say that, you know, and look, this is a rhetorical discussion because I think that the idea that athletes should not be able to take drugs is stupid. Okay? Baseball players are not playing with the quality of baseball bat that Babe Ruth played with. They're not playing with the quality of gloves. The diets have become scientific. The training has become scientific. They didn't have the recuperative post-analysis that they have now when they have these guys who come in and work on these athletes to help them overcome challenges. And clearly, surgery's okay because Tiger Woods had radial keratotomy surgery to make his eyesight 20/15, and no one screamed about that diversion from genetics. But as soon as you decide to take a pill and stick a needle in your ass, you're somehow broaching a line. You're breaking a rule that is unacceptable. And I think it's nonsense. Athletes who want to use drugs should be allowed to use drugs without any penalty. And those who don't want to use drugs shouldn't be forced to use drugs. I think it's a personal decision. But this hypocrisy to treat one athlete differently than another because one is using drugs and another one is using prescribed drugs for a return to normal state is nonsense. Phil Mickelson could not play this sport without Humira. Phil Mickelson is overcoming his genetic predisposition, as was Lance Armstrong when he was using EPO.
But it's okay for Nicholson because Big Pharma makes money off it.
Bingo. Yes. And this is, and if you're not angry about this, you should be. If you're a sports enthusiast, you like football, baseball, basketball, golf, this is nonsense. What is next? Are we going to have people who, when the technology is available, who are born without legs, they're going to be fitted with legs, and they're going to become track stars because their bionic legs can outpace the other athletes and say, well, we were just returning this person to the normal state? No, their normal state is what they came here with, Okay? And I'll give you one more example that really is where I'm going with this. So, I'm an athlete. I come into a sport, pick a sport, at 27 years old, right? Now I'm 37 years old. I'm starting to play at a lower level. I go and have blood work done, and my doctor goes, wow, your testosterone levels have dropped by 300 nanograms a deciliter over the past 10 years. Shouldn't I be able to get testosterone supplementation to put me back into youthful levels, since that would be restoring my normal, quote-unquote? You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, the hypocrisy will continue, and they will wonder why. Another generation of athletes uses performance-enhancing drugs. You know, the message seems to be, if Big Pharma gets money from it, it's okay. But if they don't, then it's cheating.
Yeah.
You can't justify this.
And I know right now, what's his name? Joe Biden is spinning in his desk chair going, I could have been a pro baseball player had I had Humira. But with that being the case, I'd really appreciate people to go to my blog and comment on it. What do you think? Am I off base? Am I stretching this? Read the entire article that I wrote. Look at the logic that I'm trying to present there and tell me if I'm completely off base about this. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. When we come back, we will talk about the Blueprint Tip of the Day, which ironically is about performance enhancement. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
With the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today. Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AM Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. And Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, A-M-N-U-T-R-I-T-I-O-N.com.
Recover!
And Nutrition.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Way Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Excuse me. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. I'm going to be trying some MSM for seasonal allergies.
Yeah?
Yeah, a young lady, I want to say her last name is Gonzalez. I want to say it's, I got to give her a shout out because she sent me some really great information about MSM. Let's see here. Her name is Terry Lee Gonzalez, and she sent me a really thoughtful email asking me some questions, but also telling me that taking MSM and slowly going, and she even gave me a website where you could buy it bulk, you know, starting out at like 2 grams twice a day and trying to get to 5 grams twice a day can have profound effects on people with seasonal allergies. I'm going to be experimenting with it shortly.
Sweet.
Yeah, and apparently it attaches to the histamine receptor and has an effect, and so I'm anxious to try it. Because this is the time of year where I end up really suffering. So anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. The blueprint tip of the day: a performance enhancer for under $1. Really?
For under $1.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
All right. So a few weeks back, I spoke about hard times and the importance of being resilient. Well, you can add resourceful to that list. The economic downturn that we're all going through has affected everyone that I know. Nobody has escaped unscathed, including yours truly. And with less disposable income at our fingertips, it pays to be resourceful. So what I did was I took a step back and I took a look at some of the current nutritional practices that most of us partake in. One of these is limiting sodium in your diet, the premise being that sodium leads to water retention, high blood pressure, and a host of other maladies. The reality is that while excess sodium may cause some of that, getting enough sodium is just as important. So this is one area where the baby got thrown out with the bathwater, in my opinion, and you stand to reap some pretty profound gains. So let's take a closer look. Just first, on the issue of salt and health, efforts to reduce sodium have come about largely as a result of all the negative media attention about it causing high blood pressure. Sodium has not been shown to conclusively, anyway, to cause high blood pressure. In fact, there was a recent study done showing that cutting back on sodium did not lower blood pressure. In addition to that, sodium doesn't contribute to fat gain or cause excess water retention in healthy trainees. If you look at that subpopulation of folks, here's the interesting part. Salt and strength and growth. Sodium helps to regulate a number of very important functions underpinning strength and growth, including muscle contraction, nerve function, blood volume, and acid-alkaline balance. When you decrease your sodium intake, your body compensates by excreting potassium, which causes a decrease in the fluid volume of your muscle cells, and that hurts their ability to grow. Increasing sodium intake, within reason, can increase muscle size by adding back more fluid volume. So you end up with a higher volume of intracellular fluid, which in turn increases protein turnover, further spurring muscle growth. Another mechanism through which sodium can increase strength in increasing extracellular fluid levels. In other words, fluid outside the cell membrane, which in turn improves the leverage in your joints, allows you to move more weight. Those kind of increases in fluid volume, both inside and outside of the muscle,
have been shown to reduce the incidence of muscle strains and tendon injuries by decreasing friction. Finally, this may come as a surprise to some listeners, but much like creatine, many critical amino acids are sodium dependent, meaning they're only able to enter the muscle cell when accompanied by a sodium molecule. You don't need to, you know, make an extra effort to drink more water either when consuming more sodium. All hard training lifters should do is aim to drink enough to keep your urine colorless. Now, you don't need to go overboard, you know, adding excessive amounts of salt to all your food provides no extra benefit and might hurt you. But if you're careful to have some at each meal when you're training for size and strength, it's ideal. Many a great powerlifter I watched use sodium to great effect after cutting weight prior to a powerlifting meet. I'm sure Wade's got some stories about this, but I watched guys cut as much as 20 pounds or more in less than a day and then put it all back on before lifting the next day. So now I'm implying that's healthy, but it does illustrate the power of sodium in your diet, especially if you've been avoiding it. And I know a lot of guys that go way out of their way to avoid salt, and they see a big difference consequently when they add back in.
Well, Go ahead. Give the bottom line. I got to mention something on that note. I want to remember that. Go ahead.
All right. Although it's common, don't underestimate the difference adding sodium back into your diet can make. Because done correctly, you won't wind up a big bloated mess with high blood pressure. Instead, you'll wind up bigger, stronger, and gain some pretty valuable insight into how to positively modulate your body's intra and extracellular water table. With practice, and that's the key, practice, you will discover the ideal amount of salt that leaves you bigger and fuller while still looking lean. So try salt on for size. I'm positive that you will not be disappointed.
This is a discussion that Adele Moussa and I have been having now for some time. I have avoided salting my food for years now. On top of that, I train and sweat a great deal, and I take saunas 3, 4, 5 times a week. Combined with the fact that I drink only distilled water, you put all these things together, and you find somebody who is actually imbalancing the level of sodium in the tissue and in the muscle. This has led to cramps in my feet. The feet are the most susceptible because of the blood flow and the pounding that they take to start noticing this. It starts out as a stiffness in the instep, and it gets worse as time goes on. It becomes cramp, just full-blown cramps. And so I have switched away from distilled water, and I salt with 1/8 of a teaspoon every single meal that I have now. And I'm taking a tablespoon of baking soda 3 times a day for the additional sodium. And I can tell you I noticed differences already.
Dan Rollins, had that issue cramping in his calf on step 2 of compounded conditioning.
I thought about it when he said that, and I actually was going to message him and say, you know, check your sodium. I'll tell you something else that's interesting. Some of us who use peptides and stuff may be presenting with hyperaldosteronemia, which could influence the ability for the body to maintain salt. But more importantly, when you sweat out 600 times more sodium than magnesium. And everybody's all crazy about supplementing with magnesium. Chances are most of us don't need more magnesium. In fact, I have all these things checked in my blood work, and I'm going to be looking at them today. More of us probably need more sodium. And as Rob points out, the linkage between sodium and blood pressure was thought to be by increasing blood volume and hemodynamics. The more fluid, the hose stays the same size, blood pressure goes up. This has been a flawed theory for a long time, because I know a lot of people who have ridiculously high blood pressure and on meds and eat no salt at all.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be honest here. I was one of those people that consciously avoided salt. And when I added it back in, it was, the gym is now a much, much nicer place to go.
How long did it take for you to start seeing changes once you added it back in?
3 days or less.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes on fast. You know, the weights just feel, it's difficult to describe, but as I laid down to a warm-up set, they talk about how, you know, sodium increases fluid volume both on the inside
right.
and the outside of the cell. Well, first thing I noticed was the muscles themselves look a lot fuller and rounder. And the second thing I noticed was much less of that, what they term friction, when you're moving the weight. You know, the joint just seems to, everything flowed a lot easier. And I'm sitting there thinking, my God, salt, big bag for less than a dollar.
Right.
And sitting right in front of me this whole time. So, you know, give it a shot. Sometimes it's the little things that are overlooked.
Yeah, and I'm willing to bet most people out there are sodium depleted. If they sweat a lot, they're training hard, and they're avoiding sodium like it's the plague. Rob Regish, as always, thank you for spending my birthday with me today. Great
yeah,
Blueprint Power
birthday,
Hour. I'm excited. And thanks, everybody, for listening today. We've got great shows planned for the rest of the week. Adel Moussa will not be on this week because tomorrow is his birthday. So
Wow. If
you're his friend on Facebook, please don't forget to wish him a happy birthday. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.